The start of autumn has not been kind to the president. Dean Reynolds now on the misplays of the week.
Last Friday, Mr. Trump may well have sensed that a bad stretch was about to unfold.
And I'll be honest, I might have made a mistake.
Actually, backing the loser in the Alabama senatorial primary wasn't an isolated setback. His decision to pick a fight out of nowhere with NFL players kneeling in protest during the national anthem.
Get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired.
Resulted in more gridiron genuflections on Sunday. Yet the president appeared to relish the fight. In one of 25 tweets on the NFL, he wrote, booing fans had shown great anger toward the players. By Monday, 5 days after Hurricane Maria obliterated Puerto Rico, he was still tweeting about the NFL, while insisting it did not preoccupy him.
I've heard that before about was I preoccupied. Not at all. Not at all. I have plenty of time on my hands.
When he did turn to Puerto Rico, he lamented its old electrical grid and the billions it owes to Wall Street. Amid stories of deprivation, he said the U.S. relief effort was getting great reviews.
Everybody has said it's amazing the job that we've done in Puerto Rico. We're very proud of it.
And this despite difficult geography.
This is an island sitting in the middle of an ocean, and it's a big ocean. It's a very big ocean. You can't just drive your trucks there from other states.
Then today, after the latest congressional failure to repeal Obamacare, the president informed a crowd here in Indiana that repeal could actually have passed.
We have the votes on Graham Cassidy.
In fact, the repeal effort never had the votes to pass, and yet he tweeted this morning, virtually no president has accomplished what we have accomplished in the first 9 months.
But a new poll out from Quinnipiac University today begs to differ. It found 57% of voters disapprove of Mr. Trump's handling of the job. 56% find him unfit to serve. And 51% say they are embarrassed to have him as president. Anthony?
Dean Reynolds. Thank you, Dean.